All right, happy Wednesday. This is April 1st, 2020. Wednesday meaning questions and answers with the Elohim. If you have a question that you want to ask our sources, you can do so per email to questions@intelligence-infinity.com. And as usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. A few more people joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hey, hi, it's Jere in Finland. Hey, everybody.
Hello, Jere. Welcome.
Hey, thank you.
Anyone else? Feel free to say your name and location. We welcome you. All right. Can I repeat the website again, or the website, the email address, questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And then we'll look through the submitted questions during the show, and if they apply, ask them to the Elohim group in combination with the Ra group. Good evening and welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Antonio in California.
Hello, Antonio. Welcome to you.
Hi, hey, Antonio.
Hi, Yere.
Hey.
And the next caller joined in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hello, guys.
Hello, Wanda.
Wanda.
Welcome.
Hello, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, John.
Oh, hi, Antonio.
Hey, John.
Hi.
Good evening and welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings. Hi, from Sedona.
Hello, Raiden. Good evening. Welcome to you.
Thank you.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
Hey, everyone.
Staying positive, I trust.
And the next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, guys. It's Prudy.
Hello, Prudy. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, Prudy.
Hello.
And if you just joined in online through BBS Radio, welcome to this episode. We wait for Wynn and Terry to join in here shortly.
Hello, everybody on BBS. You can't see me, but I cannot see you either.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, this is Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jane, welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Jane.
Hi,
hi,
Antonio.
Jane.
Hello, Jerry.
Hey.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi's and everyone. Shirley from Ohio.
Hello, Shirley. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Someone else joined
hi.
In. Good evening. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi. Hi. Good evening. Hi. Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
So,
hi, everybody.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location. Hello, Lauren. Welcome.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. Howdy, howdy.
So, and as Terry is here now, I'm going to announce it that it's amazing, but Wynn is on his way. He's flown to the White House, and he is going to do the whole planet healing call from the White House tonight. April Fool's.
Oh, oh, you got me.
That's the best one.
Yeah.
I had to test the waters. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Dan
Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Welcome, Don.
Hi,
Don.
Hi, Antonio. Hi, everybody. I didn't recognize.
Right. And those that are listening in online through BBS, we welcome you. Thank you for being here. And if you want to submit a question, you can do so for email. The email address is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Questions@intelligent-infinity.com.
Is it getting harder in your part of California?
Because warmer, you're saying?
Yes.
It was actually warm yesterday, more hotter than today. It was very nice today.
Yeah.
We had 73 in Sedona today.
All right.
I don't know what the temperature is, but the heat is always, they always affected me. Like it would just drain my energy. And I was reading something about crystal children and like how the heat always affected them. And I,
does the heat affect you?
Yes.
Okay.
I do not like the heat.
Okay.
And every...
So now, Jordan, good evening. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hi, Janine. Good evening.
Hi, Janine.
Hi.
Hi, Janine.
Hello.
And when I was a kid, every summer, I'd get bloody noses. Well... not bloody noses, because I only have one nose, so I'd get a bloody nose.
Hey, Teddy, do you know if Vin is on his way?
Well, he's in his room, and he knows of the call. He should be here any moment.
He's probably getting everything ready.
Yeah. We welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please share name and location.
Hi, this is Jeannie and Citrus Heights.
Hi, Jeannie. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi. Hi,
Jeannie.
Hi,
John. Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Jeannie.
And the next person that joined in, welcome to you. Please share name and location. But of course, only if you want to.
Hi, Jeannie.
And the next person, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Hi, Roger. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger. Hi, Roger.
Well, if you sent him to his room, Terry, he might not know it's time to come out.
No, he told me. He says, get on the call now. And then it was an
April Fool's joke. Like he sent it to you.
I keep forgetting it's April Fool's.
Good evening.
It's your
welcome
birthday,
to the conference call. Please say name and location. But of course, only if you want, we welcome you.
Oh,
all right.
Oh.
Are you okay?
Oh. Oh.
Who is that?
Oh, sorry, guys. It's me.
Okay.
Very sick.
Sounded
and
like
not with COVID.
Someone else joined in on the call. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Pauline from New York.
Hi, Pauline. Welcome.
Hi, Pauline.
Hi, Pauline.
Hi, Pauline.
Everybody.
Sorry, guys. It's me. Very good.
an echo from BB. Yes, I guess. All right.
I think I need to
mute this one. No, it's not the one.
Welcome to the Wednesday call. Would you like to say your name and location? But only if you want to.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Bonnie in California.
Welcome, Bonnie.
Hi.
Hi,
Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi there.
That is not me.
All right. And those that just joined in on BBS online, thank you for being here. Vin has a hard time finding the matching tie with his suit.
Okay, let me go see what's going on.
Oh, here he is.
Good evening. Here he is. Welcome to the call. Please say name and location.
It's here he is. Here he is.
Hi, Wynn.
Is it Wynn? Wynn.
Guys, you should have blared some trumpets.
We went to the White House to deliver the call from there.
What's that?
We thought you went to White House to deliver the call from there. That's what high finance.
April Fools, right?
Yeah.
We did have somebody else join in. Good evening. Welcome. Please share name and location.
Hi, everybody. It's Mariadine in Cincinnati. Happy April.
Hi, Mariadine.
Hi,
Mariadine.
Happy April. And April Fools.
You know, the Elohim just announced that everyone on this call is going to get $50,000.
They just didn't say which lifetime.
No, they said it would have to be in the astral. So you'll have to figure out how to convert it.
I better go get Ronald when the RV is coming in.
Do I hear Raiden on the line?
Yes, you do, sir.
Did you call me a minute ago?
I called you to tell you that we were all waiting for you.
Oh.
So it was 5 years ago today that we lost Carla.
Was it? Oh,
really?
Yeah, that's right. Seems like a lot. Like she was just here.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, she still is here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Remember, she was sitting and waiting for Don, and Don was having a conversation. He was having a powwow with some Indian elders on the other side.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, I remember that. And then Jim said, no, that couldn't be right. But then, you know, he said that Don had gone up to Wyoming somewhere and was doing some work up there or something. So, like, that kind of matched.
Right.
Oh, Jim McCarty said it didn't match.
Well, he said, no, she wouldn't have done that. He was expecting something else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're looking for glamour, you've come to the wrong place. Is Lauren here?
Yeah, I'm here.
How come you're so quiet?
Contemplating.
Cat got his tongue.
Lauren got me all interested in water all over again. I'm excited about water lately. Thank you.
Sure.
Lauren, do you want to ask a question tonight?
Am I going to ask a question tonight? I didn't thought of it.
Why didn't you send me a question?
I didn't think of one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, moon's in Cancer, so a watery question would be good.
Didn't you have a question you wanted to ask?
Did I have a question?
Yeah. Didn't you have? We were talking before, and I said, "Well, hey, ask that." And I said, yeah.
A question on your behalf, you mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what it was.
If we had enough people on this call holding energy, could they fix the coronavirus?
Good question.
Very good question. Well, I think it's possible.
Sure, but John, the virus has
John,
also.
John?
Yes?
We'll just ask you the question. Okay.
Good. Yeah, that's I say yes. We need about maybe 40 to 60 people, and then that should be good enough.
Well, you know what? It's 40 to 60 people with a high intent. Okay?
But the thing of it is, you got to look at the other side of what's going on.
Yeah, we got about 700. Last time, Lauren said we had more than 700,000 Elohim souls on the other side, so maybe we have a lot more now. Who knows?
Now, if you notice, they came in because there were new people.
Oh, okay.
Danny,
I'm not so sure.
Pardon me, Gary?
They're synchronized.
I'm not so sure.
You're not sure?
I'm not so sure that they came in because there were new people. I think that they came in to help match the situation.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Like I said, we can clobber this virus, get it out of the way.
John, you're not an expert, okay?
Well, I believe this.
So
though.
Who is?
The only thing I know is that we could clobber you if you were in the room. But we wouldn't, because we're peace loving, and your mother would get mad at us.
Man, there's synchronized global meditations on 4/4, all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be millions of people addressing that issue.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
You know. I'll ask a question. When there's a global meditation,
yes,
and people are given a time that they're all supposed to meditate, okay? How effective can that be?
Excellent. Excellent.
Okay? Because people do these things every so often. And it's a nice idea.
What question would they like to ask?
Right.
What question that we haven't asked that they would like to ask for us?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
In regards to?
Pardon me?
In regards to the coronavirus solution?
Anything.
anything, okay.
Leave it open-ended.
Yeah.
What questions does Elohim and the Ra Confederacy have for us? That would be interesting.
They know the answers already.
Oh, I hope we have something to share with them.
I just want to see if we know.
It's our consciousness that's creating all this. There's no timelines. So we create it.
617.
617, okay. Well, we have some good questions that we just came up with. And then we had some questions that people came up with. And some of them were good. I like things which are actionable, okay?
I win. Cecil from Seattle. Checking
yes.
A little late.
Thank you, Cecil. Did you just come in? You just come in,
yes.
Cecil?
Yes, just now.
So we asked the question, why does Cecil come in late?
Yes.
No.
I can tell you that. I was out putting compost on my garden.
Mm-hmm.
I just suddenly looked at my watch and says, uh-oh, I'm late. Better get in there.
Okay. All right, I think we're... Terry, you have to go anywhere? You have to take a break yet?
No.
Okay.
Things are off.
Love you guys.
Muted.
April 1st.
The recording has started.
This is April 1st, 2020. And before we started the tape recorder, people were making announcements like... The Elohim were going to send us all $50,000. But it was going to be in the astral. But you know what? If you could receive it in the astral, you might be able to make it happen in the physical. And let's see, what was another question? I don't know. We're just going to get started. But let me make sure. What question would the Elohim like us to ask them which we've never asked?
Where are we? Wait, hello?
Yes, I'm here. What do you want to say, Terry?
Were you asking the question?
Not yet. No, we haven't called in late.
No, I know.
I'm just writing the questions down that we
came
up before. That's why I'm saying them. I'm not asking them, okay?
All right. I get it.
Now, Lauren. Oh, wait, he's muted.
You know, it's like they would prefer that everybody ask their own question, because if somebody else asks a question and then the other person says, oh, that's a good question, you know, I mean, they don't have the same formatting of that question in their matrix. And so there's not as much of identifiers to the answer to that question for that particular person.
Well, when I say, what would they like us to ask, I mean a group question that would fit our group, okay?
But the thing of it is, it's...
Well, they can say they don't want to do it if they want. It's okay.
All right.
But no harm in asking. You never know what will come up.
All right.
They might feel that's taking away our free will. you know.
Well, I don't think it's that so much as it's not as there's a word that, you know, this is a wrong word. It's meaningful, you know. If somebody says, "Oh, how about asking this question?" Everybody says, "Okay." You know, I mean, they don't have an investment in that question.
Okay. Well, they answer the questions by the polarization with us in the moment.
Well, I don't think you'd call it polarization, but like if a person, you know, it just glances off the person and they say, "Oh, that's a good question." You know, I mean, they don't have the investment of thinking mm-hmm. it up. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I mean, it's almost like glancing off the person that thought it would be good to ask
mm-hmm.
and see what they got going.
Mm-hmm. Terry, did you get a verification that there were 700,000? Or was
I didn't
that from
look.
Lauren?
That was that from Lauren. That was from Lauren.
Well, let's ask him if that was right. Okay.
All right.
You know, when I'm on George Norrie, I felt a similar vibe.
I did too.
On that call.
Mm-hmm.
I know at various times, one time, they said there were hundreds, 1,200, I believe. Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone on this line. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment to adjust to the earth environment. And then we connect with each and every person who is on the call. We connect directly. We don't come to the telephone line or through the computer. That is where the voice comes from. And we, for some reason, are picking up we're picking up some other event, but we set that aside to come directly to you, each and every one. If we ever say anything that doesn't make complete sense to you, disregard it as it is not applicable to you at that time. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. Okay. Bless through Antonio's question. Antonio asks, can you tell me something about my celestial track or other planet track? And will I be able to go back there after this lifetime?
Thank you. We do see that you do have a longing for that area, and give us a moment. We have to set aside the other event that is taking place. We take a look. We do see you have a longing for that place, and that it is more harmonious than your environment is at this time. You are always able to go back there. What we would recommend is that you go when you transition from this life, you then, and we aren't saying that you're going to do that soon, but that you go transition to heaven, and so that you can clear things from earth, and then you can request that you can go back to the other planet. We see that things in it is also a third density planet, and things are easier there than here. We don't have the name of the planet, however. Thank you.
Thank you. How many lifetimes ago, or how many thousands of years ago in Earth time?
Give us a moment. We think it is more than 10,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Next question. Some people are calling for huge group meditations, and usually they're not focalized. Everyone's in their own space, and they say, at a given time, that everyone should pray for peace or pray for this. And can those be effective?
Yes, they definitely can. They can be effective. Yes.
Okay. And next question. The other day, there was a very, last week, one of our calls we had some new people, and there was a very strong energy on the line. And Lauren said, well, he saw 700,000 Elohim souls on the line.
Yes, it was the not only the new people, but it was the sending more people in here to assist, where with every possibility that we can we set the event that is taking place aside at this time so that we can look further. There are even more. There is about that number of, give or take, 100,000 in and out of this event, seeing where they can assist us. We see us seeing where we can assist you. The more the numbers are together here, the more we can assist.
Thank you. I'm glad you clarified that. And if there were enough people on this line, could we put a stop to the coronavirus?
This, we really take a look at that question. Because we also take into account the free will of the other of people involved, and each person has his own hologramic input into the final consensus reality. It could certainly and diminish it.
Okay. Next question. This is from Bonnie Penners.
Yes.
In this dream, I would be walking along a dirt road with a group of people, and out in an open area to our left was a large machine or tool sitting unattended. I then would find myself sitting inside this apparatus that had transparent walls with a feeling of urgency that I must figure out how to operate this thing.
Yeah.
And a feeling of responsibility for this group of people that I had been walking with. I had the dream countless times as a child.
Yes.
Is this scene a forgotten memory?
It is very important. Significant dream as it keeps recurring, and it has to do with, as we have mentioned before, that you came to Earth, and your machine that with transparency. As it failed to rotate, failed, you were unable to take off with it and to return to your true planet. and you were responsible for the people on board, and you have been together as a group over and over since.
Thank you. This is from Vieta in Finland. Do you have a connection to the violet flame? Since sometimes it feels and looks similar to your energy. Have I worked with it extensively in another lifetime than this?
We are familiar with the violet plane. We are able to work with the energies from there. However, we are at a higher realm than that plane. You may, I guess, at some time have worked through that plane to the higher. We are a higher group, and we have a ability, and we have worked with the violet plane at different times, and so we have a similar higher energy which you are familiar with from working with the violet plane.
Thank you. Is there a question the Elohim would like us to ask you that we haven't asked that would be beneficial for us to hear the answer for?
Give us a minute. It is not a simple matter of making up a question. You have asked this question before. As different people are at different levels, and questions that we might like to ask would not be appropriate to your scene that you're going through at this time, as it has made the atmosphere around everything guarded. We do not wish to violate confidences at when we look at this. The possibilities of questions, we do not have the same protection around us, and we just go through all layers, and we see we see through to the heart of many things, and we would ask, you know, why don't you take a look at these things? It's like, why do you sit in reflective energy? And why do you fall into the influences of some of these groups and not be able to see through different things. But we do not wish to ask those questions.
Okay. Next question. Hang on. Excuse me. Don Herman has a question here. Does a spinning galaxy act as a sort of centrifuge?
Yes.
And that the heavier densities would move away from the center, while the higher, less dense dimensions would stay near the center.
We are envisioning a galaxy. And we see that it is a spinning centrifuge. And again, the question is, would the denser things move to the outside? Is that the question? Grant?
Yeah.
That is the question.
Okay.
We would see that to our way of thinking, it would get more dense in the inside.
Mm-hmm. What is gravity?
Is this your question?
That's my question, yeah.
All right, we go beyond Terry's understanding here. The gravity is the effect of the spinningness in the magnetic field, in the electrical fields, all moving together to bring items together.
So it's where mass attracts other mass, right?
Yes.
And the bigger the mass, the more the attraction. Is that true?
We are looking at that. We are beyond Terry's comprehension here. Yes.
And was gravity something that was intended as the universe was being formed, or was it a natural result of the way it was formed?
The laws were set up outside of us, and it did follow the laws that he had been set up beyond us, beyond our our look at our venue.
Okay. Was the law set up by an intelligent consciousness, or were they just there?
Yes. No, they were set up by an intelligent consciousness.
Okay, but beyond the one infinite creator. Yes.
Depends on what you mean by beyond. Under the guidance of the one infinite creator.
Okay. We have a question from Yetta in Finland. Do you have a connection to the violet flame? Since sometimes it feels and looks similar to your energy. Have I worked with it extensively in other lifetimes than this?
Yes, you have. We are beyond Terry's understanding. She does not know what the violet flame is. It is a particular energy that is of a certain vibrational package. And it is a higher level of frequency, being this higher frequency, it is more change can occur within it much more rapidly. The higher frequencies of the blue and the violet. And many healers or masters seek to be in contact with the violet flame, in that it can transfer them into a state of more comprehension and more openness to a greater understanding.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Edgina asks, I dreamed last night that my energy pigeon. I don't know what you use by the word.
Pendant.
Pendant. By energy, pendant. Oh, pendant.
Yes,
you have a
sorry.
G there. You have a G. My energy pendant I got from Terry and Wynn was guiding me to a location where some strange things have happened. What does this dream mean? Can the sources see what my dream was showing me?
We see that there was, what we are picking up is that there is Indian background in back of this, and Indians were still inhabiting in spirit form in an area, and they are trying to guide you to a burial where there was a burial of a young girl who is very, very advanced, and everyone had high hopes for her within the tribe, and she passed away, and she did not achieve her full potential, and they were thinking you might be able to release her, so she may move on. So we take a look further. And we do see the young girl And she continues to do the same walk periodically to look for someone that she really truly cared for. And she died on the way and on her trip. And so we take a look and see, since they're asking she may be released and go, then they may also go. Are you still there, everybody?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. The one she's looking for and then waiting for was in a village that burned. And he is waiting for the people that are still stuck there. It was like some sort of a forest fire that burned the village, or something started the village on fire. And each of them are waiting for release. And we take each one at the same time by the hand and say, it is time. You may now go. It is time. There have been events in the meantime, and they are still holding on to their visions of how it was, and it is no more. All right, they are releasing now. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we have one more question that we need to get to, and Valerie, ask it next week, okay? And on that note, let's go to Whole Planet.
Did Valerie ask it last week too?
I don't think so.
Is it a quick question?
The question is, what is it? We have to do it in 1 minute. She says a lot of people are in fear and panic and hoarding right now. And it's like, let me just read it. Okay. Oh, she did it. Ask it last week. Okay. There are many people in fear right now, but isn't this stuff coming from our? Isn't this stuff coming from our universal friends, asking us to keep peace and be kind and loving, and bring back paradise once again?
That is one of the takes that people have on this. However, it can have some of that effect. However, it's like the people who are creating this behind the scenes that no one knows. Whatever their goals going on, it does not eliminate their karma. They are building for this. Their karma they think they can slide by on the karma, maybe not, but we ask them to really take a good look at themselves and their motives and desire to look a certain way or not. And we we see that much more can be created by love and caring. There is enough trauma in life itself to get the growth a person needs. Everyone does not need the same growth. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, it's 6:59. We're going to Whole Planet Healing. 712-770-4340. Pin 250513. 713.
Unmuted.
Thank you, from Seattle.
770.
Thanks, Wynn and Terry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wynn.
And Roger.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Wynn.
Thank you, Roger. Thank you, Terry and Wynn. Everyone.
The recording is no longer being recorded. This session is no longer being recorded.
Thank you, everyone. See you over at Whole Planet Healing.
See you, Cecil.
Goodbye.